On this week's episode of They That Hope, we get caught up with March Madness, both men's and women's basketball. It is opening day in baseball, and they've already played about 23 games so far.
And we're talking about the total solar eclipse on April 8th, which Bob should be more concerned about, as well as just the beauty of Eastern Trudem.
Welcome to They That Hope with Father Dave and Deacon Bob, seeing humor and hope in a crazy world. Happy Easter, everybody.
Jesus is risen indeed.
He is.
Happy Easter.
He is indeed. Hallelujah.
Happy Easter.
And it's a whole week of Easter.
Octave.
The octave of Easter.
Yep.
Easter.
Yep.
And it's very exciting. Before we get into our program, just a shout out of thanks. We began last episode asking for help for Haiti. There was a bishop that needed to be airlifted to Miami because of third-degree burns after an assassination attempt. Thousands of dollars came in, which is great. We could still use more, but everybody that helped, it's a huge help. MissionToTheBeloved.com.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's a gift. MissionToTheBeloved.com. So thanks all of you who were able to respond to that.
How's Bishop doing? Do we know anything?
Well, he's in and out of ICU. Okay. He's going to, it's not going to be fatal, but.
Burns are awful.
Burns are awful. And I mean,
they're so painful.
Yeah, my son visited him and he looks pink. I mean, he's oh my gosh. So my son wasn't prepared for how badly he was going to look. And so.
Went down Kobe?
Yeah, Kobe did. Okay. Yeah. So.
No, we'll keep it in your prayers.
Yeah, and all of Haiti, obviously, it's a constant prayer. I was glad that the Holy Father, you mentioned them by name for the Mass. I guess he looked healthy and happy.
Holy Father?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. The only thing I think he did is the vigil. He canceled, or he wasn't a part of other things, which they thought he was going to be.
Okay.
So he canceled Holy Thursday. He did something in the prison, as he's always done that morning, but then didn't do anything else the rest of the day. And then Friday, he did not participate.
He's been struggling health-wise. He'd be another person to be praying for. I mean, I just get to know people that go to Rome and would sometimes normally have an audience but don't get the audience, or they see him and he's slumped over in a chair and somebody's reading something that he would normally say. Right. So
he's 87, 88, something like that. Is that right?
He's something like that.
Yeah.
And he's doing it all with one lung.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
God bless him. God bless him.
Amen. So we're going to talk a lot about Easter in the next segment.
Yes.
So let's not at all like it's as important, but let's just catch the people up.
On sports.
Okay, real quickly. Again, we do this because people ask for it.
They beg us.
The people are clamoring.
They beg.
Okay, so the Ohtani gambling scandal.
Thousands of fingers are reaching towards the fast forward button right now, but that's okay.
15 seconds. If you hit it about 8 times, you should be fine. Ohtani gambling scandal is widening. MLB.
Uh-oh.
MLB is actually doing an investigation to see what in fact happened.
Okay.
The stories are changing tremendously. Originally, he didn't know anything about it, and it appears that maybe he did. So we'll find out. We'll keep you. Don't worry, Sister Bridget.
So what happened was his interpreter slash friend allegedly stole money from him and blew a lot on gambling.
Well, the original thing said that he knew about it, and then it realized that he didn't know. No, that he didn't know about it, and realized that perhaps he did know about it. That at first he said that it was his gambling, and then now there seems to be some question that whether or not it was his gambling. So
this is
know.
The interpreter,
right? We don't know.
We just don't know. But hey, oh, that's right. I sent you a happy text.
Yes,
you got to celebrate Easter.
Yes,
and. Opening baseball day.
Yeah, it's life is just really good.
I was going to say.
Life is really good.
That's awesome.
It was a long, as you can imagine, it's a long weekend. It was beautiful. We'll talk more about the whole trade. It was beautiful. But
let's just keep saying we're going to talk about it.
They'll get at the end and they go, wait, they never talked about it. But last night, just sat down and watched maybe 2 innings of the Dodgers-Cardinals game. And I was like, okay, all is right in the world right
now. How did the Nationals do?
Let's just keep on going.
Okay, that's fair.
They're not going to go undefeated this season. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Who'd they play?
They're 1-2. They played, was it Miami, I think? 1-2. They won a game by scoring 4 in the ninth. And then the next game they lost by 8th. By 3.
They're 1-2?
Yeah. They played 3 games.
It just started.
I know. Maybe it's a little early.
Wait, when did it started? Like on Thursday or something, didn't it?
Yeah, but they play six games a week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Okay, so March Madness. So here's something for us to, this is a very spiritual, okay?
Okay.
So there are three Catholic teams left in the tournament.
Okay.
They all played on Good Friday.
Okay.
They all lost.
Wow. Did they play at 3 o'clock?
I'm not saying that the Lord is invested in basketball.
Sure.
I am saying that all the Catholic teams lost.
On Good Friday.
On Good Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not a good day. One of the schools, my nephew.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You're a NCAA college basketball player, Division I.
I'm not.
This is clearly hypothetical.
Okay.
You also have hair.
Okay.
And you are in a basketball tournament, and they're going to play on Good Friday.
Yeah.
Do you say, well?
Absolutely not. I go out and I say no. And here's what happens, okay?
Here's what happens.
The news media is like, oh my goodness, this great athlete.
Yes.
Dave Pavonka, Division I, 6'6".
With Fro.
Yeah, with Fro. All right. And CNN picks it up, and it moves the hearts of the CNN administrators and everybody, Fox, and it converts the entire country.
That's beautiful.
This is this hypothetical situation.
But your team loses. And
we lose by 90, and people hate me.
and they never forget. Now, wasn't there a story? Was that Chariots of Fire?
Yeah.
What was that? That was like a runner who wouldn't run on any Sunday.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's interesting. In our athletic conference, we won't play on Sundays. We won't do, I mean, it's some Sunday. It kind of depends on what circumstance. But
yeah.
We won't do Good Friday, those kinds of things. We've got a conference that's very helpful about being able to work on that. So
yeah,
nothing during the trip.
I don't know if I would do the I'm not working on Sundays thing. But like I might say, well, Good Friday, you're fasting all day anyway.
Yeah.
And then Easter, you know, there'd be a few like here's a challenge now. They're moving NFL to Christmas Day.
I know, isn't that crazy?
They've got NBA on Christmas Day already. It would be a struggle.
It's all about money.
It would be a struggle to be like, can I just put in my contract? I don't play Christmas. I don't know. I don't know if I would do that. I mean, it sounds really like noble. Like, of course I do. I don't know if I'd do that.
Yeah. It's
but
tough.
it'd be a challenging thing to be sure. You know, it's interesting. Even just locally, I have a son who goes to one of my kids goes to the public high school. Another one, the rest of my kids go to a Catholic school. So they had a meet on Tuesday that was canceled because of rain. This was a track meet. So they rescheduled it for Thursday, Holy Thursday. And
evening or day?
It was after school. It was it was a 4:30,
hard.
And it's a track meet, so those last 14 hours each.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I was glad our Catholic school said, well, I guess we have to forfeit. We're not going to do it on Holy Thursday night. And there was another Christian school that did the same. So it's an interesting dynamic.
More people get Good Friday than they might Thursday evening.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to talk about that later.
We're totally going to talk about that later.
Okay, what was the other thing I was going to say? Basketball. Okay, so March Madness, we've got four teams left.
Yeah, in the men's, we have four teams left.
So Alabama's going to be playing UConn. I would be surprised if UConn just didn't kill them.
Okay.
The interesting story of the tournament is NC State. They wouldn't have even made the tournament, but they won their conference championship. So because of that, they get an automatic bid.
Oh.
And they've won, I think, 9 games in a row. And they're seeded number 11. Nobody expected them to make it. So they're going to be playing Purdue.
Okay. Who usually chokes. This is what I started with.
That's right. They played really, really well. UConn is just off the hook.
Are they just destroying everybody left, right, and center?
Yeah, they just beat. I think at one time they were ahead of Illinois by 30 points.
Oh, my gosh.
My suspicion is it'll be UConn and Purdue, although NC State has confused everybody, so that's pretty crazy. And the women.
Wait, before we go to women, I have a question. One of our all-time listeners, I think he's listened
Sister
to every
Bridget.
Episode.
Okay.
No, that's Sister Mary, Sister Mary Beth, but no, Father Gregory.
Okay.
He's a big NC fan.
Yeah, NC lost.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I knew that. Here's my question. Maybe you can't answer for it.
No, I can.
Does he now root for NC State?
He does. NC State played Duke yesterday. And as you know, Father Gregory is not a fan of Duke.
Okay.
Hate is a really strong word.
Hate is
if
a strong
there was
word.
A stronger word than hate, that's the word
it's
I would
It's not strong
use.
Enough.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Right.
So NC State beat Duke yesterday.
And so now he loves him.
There's nothing that makes, well, other than NC winning and Duke losing makes Father. And I think, honestly, any UNC fan. So NC State beat Duke yesterday, which was a big game, but they won by like 5 points. So it's really a crazy story. I mean, they were not even going to make the tournament and they're going to the Final Four.
That's exciting.
Right. And the ladies, Notre Dame lost. So that's all that really matters.
But Caitlin Clark is still in it.
Okay.
So tonight, By the time you hear this podcast, you'll know the outcome of the Iowa, is she Iowa or Iowa State?
Yes, Iowa.
Iowa versus LSU. And that was actually last year's final. I know there were some sportscasters that commented that whoever set the brackets up did it poorly.
Yeah, they should have had them in the finals.
Yeah, because the way it works out is that these two teams are going to meet each other before you even get to the Final Four.
Yeah.
So this is a big, it was a big game. I'm going to vote for Iowa. Can I do that? Can
sure.
I call somebody?
Sure, fine. You can have Iowa.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. So Notre Dame, they've got this freshman gal who's, she's just amazing.
What's her name?
Hannah Hidalgo.
Really?
Yeah, she's really, really good.
Okay.
She's played all season long, all tournament long with a nose ring, with a little earring.
Yeah,
so I know apparently what a nose ring is. Somebody you. Complained because you can't technically wear jewelry. She's worn it all year long.
Okay.
So they pulled her out of the game. She was out for like 14 minutes. I guess it takes a while to get those things out.
Yuck.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So they had to take it out. And there were some people that really complained. It's like, you know, why in this big game? She's been doing it all year long.
Yeah.
And so Notre Dame lost.
Because they took her out for 14 minutes?
Didn't help.
Was it that same game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's just mean.
Yeah, it didn't help. So anyway.
Yeah.
That's, I think, let's check my notes here. I think that's all our spokes. So Sister Bridget, you're welcome.
We'll just keep changing sister's name too.
Well, there's more than one sister, Bob. You think there's only one nun in the world?
That listens to our podcast for sports information?
I know that there's a Sister Mary Rachel does. She's a sister in Nashville, Dominican.
You just
that's
made
true.
That one up.
I did not. I'll
did
be with
you?
Her next week. Yeah.
Okay, great. Get a picture. We'll put it on our podcast or Insta, whatever it
do
is.
Do we have an announcement? There you go.
Take the next step in your education and your career. With Franciscan University's graduate programs, we offer both on-campus and online programs, all taught by our world-class faculty. You can earn your master's degree in catechetics, theology, Catholic studies, philosophy, nursing, and clinical mental health counseling. We also have a popular online MBA program, as well as brand new masters in criminal justice. Dun, dun, dun. No matter what you study, you'll grow professionally and spiritually and be ready to transform the world wherever God leads you. You can learn more at franciscan.edu. That's franciscan.edu. Okay, what? Hilly Hidalgo, what was her name?
Hannah
Hidalgo. You know, when you said that, I was just thinking that with the criminal justice program. Like, that sounds like a great name for like a teenage girl who's like a private investigator.
Yes.
Like a Disney Channel show.
Right.
You know, it's
all
like Hannah Hidalgo. She solves all the neighborhood crimes.
She's really, really cool.
The missing nose ring.
They do this thing online where, you know, athletes, they always have their athletic bags and stuff. They say, okay, what's in your bag? So everyone's got different things. So her shoes, this, that, and the other. And she pulls out a Bible.
Oh.
And it looks worn. And she goes, I don't go anywhere without my scriptures. Part of my day, every day is.
Aww.
So she's a really, really good girl.
So what's in your backpack? Like, what's like something always like in your backpack that would, other than like pens and whatnot, do you have any odd?
I don't even have pens. No, probably not. I've always got.
Is this your poverty vow?
Like when I'm traveling or something like
sure.
that?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's always rosaries in my bag.
Okay.
There's always
and you like the rosary ring
yep,
things.
Yep, yep,
yeah,
one
you're
like
a big fan.
But I've also got a rosary. I've always got a rosary in my bag.
Okay.
I've always got a external battery to
yep.
charge my phone.
Yep. So far you and I are two for two on
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Obviously my computer if I'm traveling.
Yeah, okay.
Going
yeah.
somewhere. Mm-hmm. Extra set of glasses.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, that's kind of unusual.
You live sparsely.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
What do you have in it?
I mean, kind of same stuff. Well, I always have a bottle of 5-Hour Energy.
Okay.
Because you never know.
I've never had one of those.
You never know when you need the energy in your whole life.
My whole life.
But you've had caffeine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying. Don't sound so judgy.
Yeah.
I have throat lozenges.
Nope.
You know, the Halls one that clears your sinuses
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
a small bottle of maple syrup. Like genuine maple. You never know when you're going to be at a place and you need pancakes. And some place, like go to IHOP. I love IHOP. Everything about IHOP, except their maple syrup, is crap. So you need to bring your own. And then a little bit of Irish sea salt. I didn't realize this was going to be so vulnerable sharing today. Because you put it in your, you put it in your water and it makes it more hydrated.
Okay.
I have it in actually a little bottle that says holy salt. It's just not holy. It's just...
Yeah, our
it's, it's pagan salt.
Quite different.
Yeah, yep. I'm guessing. Yeah.
We were two for two, and then you went down a road that you went down a road I've never been down.
Where are you going? I cannot follow.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so a week from today, the big thing in our area is the eclipse. We're
going
to have a total solar eclipse on the 8th, I think. 3:04, something like that.
Yeah,
on Monday. Bob, you've chosen to cancel classes.
That's how I read the email. The email that came from our VPAA, Vice President of Academic Affairs, suggested strongly.
Did it? No, I don't think it did.
That
it said that some kids might be.
It said that it's a wonderful event.
Yes.
And if any of your students aren't.
So before Bob even had a chance
gonna go,
for one to even raise a question.
Then you should just let them go without penalty. Now, here's the thing. So that's
that
was the email.
Bob read that on canceling classes for 3 days.
I read that as a faculty member realizing that if you give any student permission to miss a class without penalty, like what are we going to do? Sign them in at the border of like Youngstown and be like, I need to make sure that you saw the eclipse. So I just immediately threw up my hands and said, okay, I'm going to miss half my class that day.
Whatever.
I'd rather just cancel
Whatever. So at 3:00,
I've had it canceled for the past week or so in
preparation
for this.
Steubenville will be 98% of the sun will be blocked. But apparently.
That's a big difference apparently.
Yeah. They say it's the difference between kissing a girlfriend or boyfriend or your spouse. So it's just much fuller.
Is that what they say?
Seriously, one of the news people said, like, what's the difference? And they said, well, so I had to take a stretch. I don't know exactly what that means, but I know one's a lot better than the other. So
I was going to say, and that fact that you brought that up, as if that really resonates with you.
We're having a little bit of a gathering here on campus, but a lot of the students, and I'll probably do it as well, we only have to go about 50 minutes north.
Right.
To get the totality. And depending on how far north you go, it could be totality for a minute and a half up to like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, by Cleveland, it's like 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Yeah, yeah. And I think Youngstown, it's like 90 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Youngstown.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the other schools, Walsh University, who's also a real good Catholic school, their president's a really good guy, Dr. Collins.
And they're close. They're in the line, right?
Right, right.
Like it actually, they don't have to go anywhere.
No,
they just go
they're
outside.
They're having a big party on their quad. And they said, you know, bring your students if you want. They're going to have food trucks and music and the science guy is going to explain what's going on
we
and all that.
We should do that.
Well, I just said we might. I don't know. Why
like
don't
the
you
whole
do
school.
It?
No, that's what I'm
the
just saying.
The whole school.
The whole school.
Up,
just
right.
Bring buses.
Hundreds of people. Where's the food?
We'll just.
You said I could bring a friend.
We'll just drop 3,000 students onto that
right.
campus.
That's right. So we don't have to worry about
and,
it.
And they got food trucks. So
it should be fun. It's funny. A number of years ago, we both know Christy McClintock.
Yes.
Who is now Christy Sheerborn?
Sheerbaum.
And she used to work for us.
McClintock. Absolutely. There's another good detective name.
Yes. Absolute sweetheart. So the last time that we had a total was in Georgia, maybe 6 years ago. And she was the same thing, about an hour away. And she goes, no, I'm not going to go. It's an hour away. I said, Chris, you have to go.
Yeah.
So the next day she got her kids together and went. And she said, Father Dave, it is really. She goes, I'm not one who's really into that, but it's really cool.
But this is supposed to be cooler than whatever it was 6 years ago, and I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Oh, okay.
Because it was totality then. So
I thought they said this only happens like every 436 years.
It only
years.
Happens in this area.
We have
another one of totality that hits part of the United States like in 11 years or something like that.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's unbelievably rare. And the fact that we could actually be 30 minutes away from it, it's like, I don't feel like going. So we'll figure it out. We had talked about, didn't we talk about doing a podcast during it?
I did, and then you shot that. You
totally
shot that down.
Shot that down.
I thought it'd be fantastic. What a great video that would be. Just we're there. Wouldn't that be wonderful as a listener? Wouldn't you just want to go like, wow, that looks amazing. Ooh, there's nothing like audio to really communicate what you're seeing visually.
Yeah, how did the last time we did an outdoor podcast go?
Oh, my fingers went numb.
You were so ridiculous.
We did it like
so
by
cold.
Our, it was very, it was a freaking, it was icing. It was like ice skating in the background. You don't have to hit the buttons. You just keep your hands in your happy little whatever
You're right. Hitting those buttons.
Hitting those buttons.
That can be tough.
It's like the Jetsons.
That'll be fun. So we'll keep next week at this time. It will have happened. No. So we have to figure out what we're going to do next week. If we're going to do it before or after, we should probably do it after.
Okay.
The eclipse.
No matter what happens, we'll pretend like we did it after, and then we'll just be like, that was so amazing.
Unless the world ends.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Actually, somebody approached me at a conference I spoke at.
They thought this
recently.
Might be the end of the world?
Yeah.
The eclipse?
Yeah, they found some prophecy of somebody that makes it pretty clear that this is probably the end.
If we survived 2012, I've not been worried since then.
What happened in 2012?
That was like the end of the Mayan calendar or something like that.
Okay. We did survive that, though.
As far as we know.
Although we got COVID.
Nobody saw that coming.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, how was your Easter?
My Easter was wonderful. This is my...
Third.
Is it my third as a deacon?
I think so.
It could be. Well, no, it's not, because I'm not yet 3 years a deacon. So this was my second. So this was my second Easter as a deacon. And maybe someday I will remember how much work goes into Holy Week and Easter Triduum. I mean, I got the email saying, okay, here's all the practice. I think practices, like what do we need practices for?
That's practice.
Exactly. And then you're at the practice and you're like, I am so glad we're practicing this because like you just get so locked into this is how the Mass always goes. And like one slight variation, you're like, wait, we're standing up and doing what?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to take the holy water and I need to put them in the fonts of the, oh, I need to light the candles on the wall. Like just everything is very new and different, and it was a gift. I mean, we had a wonderful celebration. I'm stationed in Wintersville, the Wintersville parishes, so there's two parishes that are there, and we did two Good Fridays, for example. Okay. It was great. I got to preach on one of the Good Friday services, and that's always such a gift. Yeah. And I feel like so easy. I mean, everything is just right there for you. We had a beautiful vigil mass, where we do all the readings, and that's great. And Sunday morning, I was at one of the parishes again, just being a part of it. So just a real beautiful celebration, just really great time to enter in, and really good response from parishioners.
It was fun. I did this podcast with a bunch of educators, it was Wednesday, because it was Wednesday evening. I said, do you really want to do something Wednesday evening of Holy Week? As if I need to add something. They said, well, that really works for us, Father. I said, okay, fine. But one of the individuals said, you know, I was on campus at Franciscan like 10 years ago for the Triduum. And he said, it was one of the most beautiful 3 days. He said, I'm not exaggerating, of my life. And honestly, we really do the Triduum.
Yes, it's incredible.
It's just beautiful. I mean, to be a part of a community that you've got, you know, 1,000 people that are just excited about being there and entering in.
You just feel the energy and the enthusiasm.
But that have actually prepared for it, you know, and we just do a wonderful job. And I actually had the liturgy on Thursday evening, which is always, it's always such a blessing. I mean, it's funny because when you take a look at the missal, it says, for the homily today, you should reflect on the washing of the feet, the institution of the Eucharist, the institution of the priesthood. You know, it's like, really? I'm going to quick pick up all three of these here, right?
And keep it quick because it's late at night, and people have got places to go.
A lot. But yeah, it's just like you said, in one sense, you don't have to preach long on these days. I mean, let the liturgy speak. I mean, let you know, the priest kneeling down in front of the people whom he's going to wash their feet. You don't have to say a lot, right?
Do you give money? Do you give like a coin to people when you wash their feet?
No.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. I think it's weird too, but we do that.
A coin?
Yeah.
We pay them to get their feet washed.
After he washes the feet, he gives them like a coin of some sort.
Kind of like Judas and the coin.
I'd like to think there's a better...
Before you come back next time, you need to find out what's going on there because you cannot leave us hanging
there. Just thought to myself, are we paying? I mean, we're not paying them well, but you know, that's the church.
You need to find out what's going on there.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
They did that at Holy Family as
I've
well.
I've never heard of it in my life. So maybe it's something that happens in Steubenville.
We'll find out.
Okay,
find out. Yeah, it's like an Italian mobster thing.
So we did that, and it was actually fun. Thursday evening is kind of, it's always kind of a weird night because obviously it's the beginning of the Triduum. It's the end of Lent. It is the institution of the Eucharist and of orders. So it's one of those things because you transition the Blessed Sacrament and you've got the quiet, but you also want to celebrate. So it's one of those.
Yeah.
So the friars went back and we actually, we had a great time. We just laughed a lot. It just, I love the schedule of the house. It's quieter. It's prayerful. It's interesting because it is a busy time, but we've got several priests and we've done this a lot. So the only service I did was Thursday and then the rest I was able to enter into the Good Friday. Father Pat did the Good Friday service, which was beautiful. Mm. It's interesting. So he did the veneration of the cross. Did you guys, everybody venerate or did you just have general veneration? Then afterwards the individuals would get to venerate the cross.
We came up one by one. So what does that mean?
Okay, so you did individual. We did ours at the end of the liturgy. So only the clergy and religious, and then everybody else did it. But if you look at the
part of that is because you had like 2,000 people there.
Did your pastor take off his shoes?
He did.
That's
interesting. He took his shoes and his chasuble off.
I don't remember seeing that before.
Right.
Yeah, so that happens. And then
the odd thing that we were that in the liturgy, it talked about it's the only time you can actually say adoration of cross, and it's the one of the only times you can genuflect in front of
the cross. The cross is on Good Friday. Right?
You know, normally that's not, you know, normally you would bow. This would be, you know, because of the significance of the day.
Yeah. So it was beautiful. Honestly, it was just a beautiful, was it my favorite? I would say it's my favorite. It was just, and the vigil, we had 2 people baptized, 7 people brought into the church. Mm. My mom's parish, 32 baptisms.
What?
32 baptisms.
What are they doing there? That's fantastic. Is this out in Arizona?
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me more about this.
There were 32 baptisms.
That's not more. I mean, that's the exact same thing.
Okay, good point. I mean, I don't know how much more to tell you. There were 32 baptisms.
Do they have like an alpha program?
No, is there like, a lot of, I think a
lot of... Is a lot of people moving there? What's going on?
Yeah, it's Hispanic, largely Hispanic. And I think, you know, marriages that are being validated because of that, baptism of kids. And,
that's great.
Yeah, it's so... You know, she's one of those things, it's long, but it's also good.
It's
right?
also
right?
awesome.
It's like, this is great, and there's 32
baptisms. And there's 32
baptisms.
Right?
So it's great. It's
that constant tension in the life of the church that we want more people in the church. We just don't want to necessarily be attending that mass when they come into the church.
And then I cooked for the dinner for the friars, which I'm a big feast days. I was cooking. I did ham. Don't like ham.
I don't either.
No.
Why'd you do ham then?
It's easy.
Oh.
Yeah. And the friars seem to like it. I like the sides much better. I think I made the decision I will never do ham again.
When I was a kid, my favorite meal was macaroni and cheese and ham.
Okay. Yeah.
I couldn't stomach it right now. Like the idea of that food right now would make me couldn't eat it.
My family, they did Mexican food and they said, "We're gonna cook stuff we really like." I said, on one level I respect that, but it's like Jesus's reason. Pass me the refried beans, but apparently they were happy.
Better than ham.
Did I say Jesus is reason?
Yes, you did.
Risen.
Jesus is the reason for the season.
You know something? You probably haven't seen the meme, not the meme, the story that Matt, I'm just going to find. Matt.
Matt. Yeah, our good
musician.
Friend.
I just
oh, Matt Maher. Yeah, right, Matt. Yeah.
He did a piece that was really, really pretty. Is he said that oftentimes we get stuck in a mentality, a pre-resurrection mentality, you know, so that they come and they see the empty tomb and it doesn't infect. It's like, how could this happen? And on one level, I appreciate that because empty tombs just don't happen.
Yeah.
You know? So
right.
It's reasonable to say, how did this happen? But his point is sometimes we're stuck in a Good Friday mentality. You know, we're stuck at what happened 3 days ago in life.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is to be able to live in the resurrection. And that's, I thought it was a beautiful reflection, but also that's the reality of this, right?
Yeah.
Is that the Triduum, if and it's so cool. If listeners have not done the entire Triduum, do it because you see how it's all connected. You make a point every time we talk about this. Mm-hmm. It begins on Thursday, but it's not actually done until Saturday.
Yeah.
But you enter into this and you see the movement. You see the movement of the church. You see the movement of the life of faith because in that 3 days, you see this is our spiritual life.
Yeah.
You know, celebration, difficulty, cross, quiet, silence, resurrection.
So one of the early documents of Pope Francis was called The Joy of the Gospel. And one of his lines, which I think is just so true, as he said, there's so many Christians out there who are living like Lent without Easter.
Yeah.
And really diving in to that Easter joy, the power of the resurrection. Yeah, that empty tomb speaks volumes. I mean, even just from like a purely historical perspective, you know, just looking at what happened during those days. Outside Bible sources, there was a guy named Jesus. He was from Nazareth. He preached. He upset religious leaders. He was crucified, and his body went missing. All of that is unquestionable historical stuff. And the body went missing is a big deal. If the body hadn't gone missing,
you and I wouldn't be here.
It would just kind of be like maybe a sad footnote somewhere else, like, ah, there was this guy. I know another guy that the Romans killed, you know, so what if he was innocent? And that missing body, the fact that they, I mean, if at any moment Rome could have, here's the body, or the, right. you know, the religious leaders, here's the body, nope, no. And then of the 11 apostles left, 10 of them giving their lives, sometimes in brutal fashion, at any moment the torture could have stopped, just say you didn't see him risen from the dead. They all said they saw him risen from the dead. And it is, it, I mean, just so, there was an empty tomb mm-hmm. in Jerusalem that hadn't been empty earlier. Mm-hmm. And the world is still wondering what the heck happened yeah. there, you know? And as Christians, we have that answer.
Yeah, Paul, if Christ did not rise from the dead, this is all useless.
Yeah, this is all, yeah, this it's all foolishness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. So, no, so it was a wonderful, yeah, just a beautiful, beautiful. And now we get to live the octave. So we get to do this for a week and celebrate.
How do we celebrate Lent, Father? This is my question for you. You know, I mean, obviously, Easter, I meant, because Lent, we have a lot of focus, don't eat this, don't do that, give up something. And I'm actually asking for you to tell the listeners, but I'm kind of curious myself, you know, in that sense, like, how do we let these next 50 days have its own character yeah. without just overeating chocolate, which is my temptation?
Oh, well, other than that, I'm not really sure. That was kind of going to be my go-to, milk and chocolate.
I gave up
day.
Alcohol for yeah. Lent. Now I'm just going to drink a lot for
yeah,
Easter.
Yeah. No, I think it is. It's a couple things. It's first off, it is celebration. Celebration is a mentality. I love St. Francis. St. Francis, he said, when it's time to fast, we fast. When it's time to feast, we feast. Mm. So there is a sense of celebration. So it may sound trivial, but to have a dessert where you might not, you know, and whatever, right?
Yeah.
But then also it is, it's power. And it's praying for that, right? That if a focus of Lent is sacrifice and penance, a focus of Easter is power, that there was something that happened when Jesus was risen from the dead that gave, and it's obviously with the coming of the Holy Spirit as well, gave a sense of power to the individual Christian. Mm. That there's a purpose, there's clarity, there's reason, there's understanding. So to be able to live in that, to be able to celebrate. And then I think, honestly, Thanksgiving. Hmm. Is that it's kind of going without this sense of depravity during Lent. Spend a little bit of time each day in Thanksgiving for the blessings that have given us, the things the Lord has done for us, the way that he's shown us. And to live, as Matt said, to live in that resurrection, that reality that the end of the story is not Good Friday. The end of the story is a resurrection, which means part of it is a mentality. I love Romans 12:2, it talks about our mind being changed so that we begin to think about Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus has given me power over death. Jesus has given me power over my struggle or whatever it is, right? And to be able to own that and live in that.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's great.
Amen. Amen. You going to pray for us?
I'd love to.
Okay.
All right. So, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, help us to experience that power, that Thanksgiving, the grace that we have in this Easter season. We are so grateful that you loved us so much. You sent your Son, not just to die for our sins, but to rise and to conquer death itself. May we live in the light of that resurrection. May we have the hope that that resurrection brings. And for all who are listening, may you be blessed. May we be an Alleluia people, an Easter people. May we have a joy and a hope that the world cannot give that we find because there's an empty tomb in Jerusalem, and our Lord and Savior has conquered sin and death, and if he is for us, who can be against us? May the blessing of Almighty God be upon you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father Dave.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you all for listening. You can send us an email if you'd like, hope@franciscan.edu. That's hope@franciscan.edu.
Find out about those coins.
I'll find out about the coins.
Edu.
We'll talk about that later. They That Hope is a production of Franciscan University of Steubenville and is distributed in partnership with OSV Podcasts.